Bohdan Slama, born in 1967, has long been described as one of the most important up-and-coming directors in the Czech Republic. The filmmaker received earlier recognition and acclaim for work like Wild Bees and Something Like Happiness, and has become known for naturalistic social dramas with elements of comedy, a trademark he upholds in his latest movie, Čtyři slunce, Four Suns, which had its U.S. premiere earlier this year at Sundance and its European premiere in Rotterdam. On Thursday, after much anticipation, Four Suns opened at home in Czech cinemas.
Co jí děláš? Už nejsi v práci?
No, jsem výpověď. Už mám ti pak kávinost.
Jsem ve škole, půjdu všechno.
The film tells the story of several individuals, country losers as one critic describes them, largely ordinary people in a small town struggling with problems of everyday life. The main couple in the picture are Yara and Jana, played by Jaroslav Plesl and Anna Geislerova, who struggle to make ends meet, run into major difficulties raising their troubled son who is in puberty, and face difficulties keeping the old flame alive. The story is told in a naturalistic manner viewers have come to expect from Slama, and it is largely unromantic. But although he shows his characters in all their failings, it doesn't mean that as a director Bohdan Slama doesn't care about them. I spoke with the director ahead of the film's premiere.
Always I feel that shooting is just trying to find the truth of situation of our life, you know, how we are able to feel situations in between people and relations. We are trying to find in each scene truth, emotional truth of this scene. So we had to come to extreme situation, extreme moments, and try to be truly as much as possible, not just to show something, but feel it, express it. And that's the way how we try to tell the story.
For an analogy, one might find similar characters or bleakness in the films of Mike Leigh, which also combine humor with darker elements, tragicomedy or comic tragedy. Slama is considerably gentler in his approach, but that said, it's not like Four Suns is bursting with optimism. Yara is fired from his job for smoking pot. Jana gets into a dead-end affair with her son's teacher. Jerry, a younger family acquaintance played brilliantly by Yitty Madl, slowly flushes his life down the toilet in drugs and punk music. And then there is Karel. Karel deserves a special mention as a character who at times appears lost in the story and at other times crucial. A new-age shaman of sorts in a ratty sweater and old glasses, he appears the most ill-equipped to function in the real world. It is the film's most consistent mystery that no one knows whether he is in control or completely off the rails. The character is played by Czech actor Karel Roden, who told me this.
On se může zdát jako velký podivín pro některé lidi, že on to jakoby nedokáže.
He may strike some people as being a real weirdo or very strange because he can't explain the things that he does. He only feels that he has to do something and acts accordingly.
On jde za nějakým nutkáním.
And director Bohdan Slama agrees.
The whole movie we are looking to him like a such kind of loser, you know, which he should look like. I really have this idea that Karel could turn it, you know, turn it, really turn it.
Despite moments of brilliance in Four Suns, a number of Czech reviewers and reviews have been less than charitable, chiding the filmmaker for making a darker movie where the comedy is less effective. It's a matter of opinion. Certainly the film is not without some rougher patches. Slower pacing in the middle, for example, driving the plot to such a standstill, you'll wonder whether or not it may just end unexpectedly, without any resolution at all. But Slama is too clever a director not to work things through. The third act peaks with an unexpected tragedy which throws all of the earlier story into high relief. All of the arguments, earlier disappointments, difficulties of marital and material and small-town life suddenly pale. Infidelities are forgotten, clashes with the son who has followed the downward path of rebellion included. Suddenly, the earlier emotional quagmire is no longer quite as hopeless.
Ciao. Co ty tady, ty vole?
Dobrý den, co potřebujete?
Chtěl pracovat.
chtěl byste pracovat? Ukončil jste teď někde nějaké zaměstnání nebo jste ukončil studium?
Then there are the performances. Rodin, one of the country's best known actors who non-Czech viewers may recall as the undefeatable Rasputin in Hellboy or as a chilling killer in 15 Minutes, is almost unrecognizable as the new age Karel, whose life seemingly revolves around collecting ordinary or perhaps magical rocks. 15-year-old Marek Šácha, meanwhile, does a remarkable job of playing Yara and Jana's son, all the more because he is, or was, a non-actor. Yet his performance as a teen slipping into delinquency is flawless. The film's producer, Pavel Strnad.
Well, Marek Šácha, we found him, he's non-actor. We found him in a small town, Písek. He's just a regular student and no acting experience. And Bohdan wanted for this part somebody that could be just natural and who would have good chemistry with the actors. And Marek was a perfect choice. I was surprised by his performance when I saw his rehearsals. And this is something that Bohdan is doing quite often. He would have one or two characters played by non-actors, and he believes that gives the actors on the set something that they have to, you know, they have to react and they have to, you know, work with the people that are not acting, actually. He's 15, he had no acting experience, you know, it's a great job he's done.
Anna Geislerová also deserves mention for her turn as the frustrated Jana. She burns bright in many parts of the film, but is never more stunning than when the family is touched by disaster. Here's how Anna Geislerová described the situation faced by her character.
I think that sort of, you know, crisis and problems, you know, it's like 90% people have, you know, and you know what it's about, and he knows and she knows, because, you know, somehow you just get to it in some point. I don't believe that, you know, somebody exists who doesn't, you know, ever had any crisis in the relationship, in the family, with the children and with his own, you know, vision of future. So I think she was tired of her life, and well, I also know what it means to be tired and not to be really satisfied. And so in fact, it was difficult to create persons so everybody could understand her, but it was easy because I knew how to feel her.
Like the story, making of Four Sons was clearly intense, but working with Bohdan Slama is also said to be an unforgettable experience, on small sets in real locations in towns not unlike Slama's own. Anna Geislerová says this.
They are very close to where Bohdan lives. That's also very, you know, significant for him, because he doesn't want to travel a lot, and because he has his children around and his house. And so after shooting, we all went to his house, you know, to drink. And so it was nice. I love to shoot out of Prague because everybody's more concentrated. You don't go home, you don't go to the, you know, theater, or you don't go shopping. You just go to your room or hotel or to Bohdan's house, and then you are still, you know, all the time you are involved with the movie.
As for some of the claims that there are not enough humorous moments in Four Sons, well, the actress disagrees.
Well, I'm surprised that people don't feel it sometimes as a funny movie. It's a hard one. It's not, you know, easy film, but I say always, it's like in life, you know, when you're dying, I imagine, so you remember, like, you know, 10, 20, you know, greatest moments of your life, and the rest of it you forget. So I think this film has so much humor in it as life itself, you know. You don't laugh every day, like, really breaking down from laughing. So I think it's very, you know, it's just enough of the humor.
Four Sons is in cinemas now. If you're a fan of Slama's earlier work to a degree, you already know a little bit of what to expect. In this film, he returns to familiar ground, but also takes new risks.
Stop.